So, if you
okay, so what we've done in BP in terms of use of technology and how it differs from what we sometimes see learning technology being used to do is as follows. There are two things, design and utility. And I think Barbara kind of actually in her session framed it very well around user-centered design and what it means if we bring it to learning. And what it means in practice is those two things, design and utility. You have to make sure everything's beautifully designed, because otherwise what you communicate is you effectively devalue your product. Mm-hmm. In a world where beautiful design is about user experience, we have to be able to compete, if you like, in that space. But the second thing I would say is even more important. A lot of people are seeing technology as a way of just dumping more content, chunking it up, distributing it to mobile devices. It mustn't be that. It must be stuff which is really helpful to people. And that means changing your process. So a process which puts the learner, your audience, at the heart of what you develop. So going out and asking them, well, what can we do to help you? And if you then design digital stuff which helps people do their job, it will fly off the shelves, because that's what people are looking for. They're looking for content that they can refer to, which is genuinely helpful. But if you don't have that engagement, there's a good chance you'll just be content dumping, and you'll be unsurprised to find that that is not an effective use of technology.
And in your talk, you sort of touched upon your role, your diminishing role as L&D in some senses. You're kind of getting out of the way of people finding this information. So how does this, you know, can you just expand a bit on that idea of how L&D might be changing as a result of your approach?
Yeah, I've started talking somewhat tongue-in-cheek, provocatively, about us as the learning elimination team, because I find that that's the conceptual horizon for a lot of the people that I'm hearing talk about learning technologies. Mm. They're seeing it as a way of kind of force-feeding people with more content. What they're not appreciating is that people are getting more stuff out of their head, they're learning less. Mm. There's some Carnegie Mellon University, Robert Kelly, that shows that people are holding less and less of the information in their heads than they need to do their jobs. And that makes sense. They expect to be able to refer. Mm. So learning elimination means look at all of those conditions in which we can build tools or references or guidance, which actually helps people to perform, even improve their performance, without them having to carry a lot of stuff in their heads. Because frankly, we're just not going to be able to carry a lot of information in our heads, and we don't.